This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, August 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump sets new tariff rates. Democratic senators fight Brazil tariffs. And former USDA officials talk reorganization. Trump raises Canadian tariffs, sets new reciprocal rates. The White House has unveiled its new tariff plan, setting rates for countries that had not secured specific deals. But governments also will be waking up with some relief because the new duties won't go into effect today as expected, but rather in 7 days' time. Only Canada will see its new tariff rate of 35% go into effect today. As with the previous 25% rate, the new tariffs will apply only to products not covered by the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Mexico also has a longer runway that after President Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum agreed to a 90-day extension of the current rate to keep working toward a solution. Here's where many of the largest economies stand under the new proposals. First, the deal makers. For countries that struck deals, the new rates reflect those previously announced. Japan and the European Union and South Korea secured 15% tariffs in exchange for investment promises, purchase commitments, and other concessions. A slew of other countries also got 15% rates despite facing higher duties under the April 2nd plan. A second group of smaller economies is made up of Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam. They secured rates of 19 or 20%. Cambodia, Thailand, and Pakistan, which officials said had secured deals in recent days, were also hit with a 19% rate, but so was Malaysia, which received no such announcement. The no dealers. Multiple countries like Canada were in negotiations with the administration, but did not reach a deal with the U.S. before the deadline. Accordingly, India faces a 25% rate along with an unspecified future penalty. The other deadlines? Well, Mexico joins a select group of countries that have received separate deadlines. A pause on higher tariffs on China is set to expire August 12th. Brazil's tariff is set to rise to 50% on August 6th per an executive order that was published on Wednesday. Senate action set on Lindbergh. The Senate has confirmed Tyler Clarkson as general counsel at USDA. Clarkson is the third of Trump's USDA nominees to get Senate approval, joining Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden. Next up, Luke Lindbergh, Trump's nominee for Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs and son-in-law of Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Thune last night filed cloture on Lindbergh's nomination, teeing up a vote. Senate Democrats lead Brazil tariff challenge. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and three Democratic colleagues, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Ron Wyden of Oregon, and Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire, they're mounting an effort to force a vote on the administration's new Brazilian tariffs. AgriPulse reported Wednesday that Democrats would challenge a new emergency declaration from the president to bump the baseline tariff rate on Brazilian exports to 50%. Four senators said they would lead the effort in a joint statement yesterday. Previous tariff votes have peeled off several Republican backers. Take note, a new emergency declaration also means an opportunity for fresh legal scrutiny. The administration says the duties are justified because Brazil's prosecution of its former president is politically motivated, undermining the rule of law and posing a threat to U.S. interests in the country. Greta Peisch, a former top lawyer for the U.S. Trade Representative, told AgriPulse she would expect the order to attract legal challenges. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ex-USDAers discuss reorganization on Newsmakers. Former USDA officials offer different perspectives on the proposed reorganization of the department on this week's episode of AgriPulse Newsmakers. Bruce Knight, who was Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs during the George W. Bush administration, said the plan needs to be given a chance to work, but he also said he hopes the proposal sparks a conversation about the services USDA should be providing and how best to provide them. Former Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney, who served during the Biden administration, agreed to an extent. Bruce is right that we need to think about how we make sure the government serves farmers, ranchers, all the constituents better. It's not clear to me that this plan has anything to do with that. The plan contemplates moving staff from the nation's capital region to five hubs around the country. Knight said the department needs to, quote, look at the work and the function that needs to be done as opposed to just where folks are located. The sooner we get to that conversation using this process in the next 30 days, that's the opportunity that I see for good government at USDA. You can watch Newsmakers today at AgriPulse.com. Bill would simplify labeling to reduce food waste. Food waste reduction advocates are backing a new bill that would require labels stating clearly whether foods are safe to eat. The bill was introduced in the House by Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine, Dan Newhouse of Washington. The Senate bill comes from Senators Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Rick Scott of Florida. The Food Date Labeling Act would mandate the following language, that according to a news release from the lawmakers. Best if used by means the quality of the food product may begin to deteriorate after the date. Use by communicates the end of the estimated period of shelf life after which the product should not be consumed. Among the groups backing the bill, the Consumer Brands Association, ReFed, and the Zero Food Waste Coalition. Union Pacific Norfolk Southern merger process kicks off. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern have formally kicked off their attempt to merge, filing a notice of intent with the Surface Transportation Board to begin the complex regulatory process. Both companies announced their plan to merge last week. If approved by the board, Norfolk Southern would become a direct, wholly owned subsidiary of Union Pacific, according to a STB press release. The two companies must submit a merger application to the board in the next 3 to 6 months. They have said they intend to file that by January 29th of next year, the press release said. USDA could do more to tout Dairy Margin Coverage Program, GAO audit says. A new Government Accountability Office report says dairy producers could benefit from more information and resources about USDA's Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The report says federal officials have, quote, not assessed the effectiveness of the USDA's communication methods in facilitating dairy farmer awareness of and participation in the program, which compensates producers if national prices for milk and feed fall below certain levels. By assessing how effectively it is communicating with farmers about the DMC program, USDA could better ensure it is helping farmers make informed decisions about participation of the program, potentially helping them stay in business, the report says. Here's today's final word. I've never had a farmer complain to me that there are too many people in those field offices, that there are too many opportunities to interact. That the word of Robert Bonney, former USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, commenting on staff reductions at USDA. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, August 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.